guess we're finding all of the sex toys on Groupon.
Okay. So what are you finding? Like $20, $30 off coupons for...
No, $20, $30 sex toys.
Okay.
Regularly $50 mm-hmm. or more. Mm.
This Penthouse Pet molded replica men's strokers. Only $12.
Come on, that's a deal.
Yeah. How are you living without it?
I can't afford to not buy that.
I know. Every day you're not buying this, you're losing money. This is the best thing I've found on here so far.
There's never been a better time.
Yeah, there's never been a better time. The Fresh Spa Easy Bidet Toilet Attachment.
I've seen that. Ooh,
that is fantastic.
You know,
makes me uncomfortable a little bit.
It should make you uncomfortable a lot of bit.
That's just right. A shoe. Those
it
are
isn't. They're holders.
Oh.
For makeup brushes and stuff.
Luxure Ola Rechargeable Bullet Vibrator, regularly $90, only $19.
The Whoa. Oh Naughty Thrusting Rabbit Vibrator.
I saw that one. You haven't got to the 360 rotating one yet.
I might have that one. This is a vibrating pump, but still for beginners.
Trojan Sensitivity Ultra Thin Lubricated Condoms, 24 count, $12.
Adults Only Mystery Deal.
Ooh.
It has some black dude and some white chick on it, so it's gotta be fucking
done.
Good.
You're buying that, right?
Oh, there's a deluxe.
The mystery deluxe pack? Mystery
a
bag?
Deluxe seduction kit.
Nice.
We need to buy some of this stuff and bring it on as guest hosts.
What do you guess for testing?
What do you think, Bullet Vibe?
Through the hole.
So, like, who gets to test them?
Flexible anal plug starter kit.
I think everybody. Sorry,
it's for beginners.
Well,
for that, you really do need a beginner set. Well, I have bought the deluxe adult mystery set. Adults only mystery deal. I just bought it. The deluxe version was perfect. $50.
Why are we not recording this?
We are.
Okay.
As soon as Daryl showed up, I got it.
At the bottom of deal or goods, it's just all sex toys now. Like, there is nothing. I don't know.
I'm just in featured.
I don't know if they've done that because, like, those are the ones I'm clicking in and reading the description.
Oh, so, you know it's targeted. They know what you want, Adam.
They know what you want.
They have my purchase history.
We all know what you want, Adam.
They looked at your history and they said,
well, based on my history, there are very specific things that I use this for.
I had one of these when I was 12.
Makeup kit?
Yeah, they screw together.
Two-pack superior down-like pillows.
Down-like?
Down-adjacent?
Down-like.
Also known as...
Tangentially
they
down.
They go down on you.
That's a completely different pillow.
Is it one of those weird anime pillows?
Fucking 30 Rock when... what's his face? God damn it. 127 hours?
James Franco
freaking married that pillow.
Oh, well, an anime pillow with the actual arms on it, the replacement girlfriend.
Yeah. I'm at the end of the goods list.
Fucking Krieger on Archer.
No, I'm one season behind.
Well, that's not... It's nothing new. He married the hologram.
Austin Powers married a fembot.
A fembot.
And S6 knew the whole time. Or whoever you work for.
I recently bought a vacation group on.
Oral aphrodisiac sex mint.
I saw that. I did not buy one of those.
It's only $5.99.
They look a lot like roofies.
We gotta give those out at Sausage Fest.
No.
Hate to tell you though, mint toothpaste works quite well. Cheaper too.
That is weird.
Yeah. There's the flexible anal plug starter kit.
Whoa, I don't think that one's a starter.
You have to step up.
Oh. They're jellies.
Yeah, you gotta work your way toward that one.
I'm unsavory.
I'm not experienced in that area, but that's...
Well, there's a starter kit. All right.
Starter and finisher.
Next week.
To completion.
Next week, we'll be reviewing the anal plug starter kit.
2 to 3 weeks. God damn it. I might have an anal starter kit in my mystery couple seduction kit.
You just might.
I'll bring it pretty soon.
I do hope we find out what was in the mystery
kit. It's just like some rope and some duct tape or something.
You need to bring it unopened.
Fuzzy hint.
Just open it here. No, open it here.
I'm going to bring it used, Tony.
Used. Oh, no.
We'll do a live opening.
An unboxing.
There we go.
I think I've run out of fun things here.
Is this how you avoid talking about Avengers Age of Ultron?
No.
I got another way.
You're pregnant!
I'm going to make a public service announcement.
Uh-oh. You're pregnant?
On how to merge properly.
Merge?
Oh.
As in
oh.
Lane change?
Yeah, because...
Yeah,
because
there is a way, and most people don't know how to do it. Yeah,
now like, that I've turn been commuting signals are not, more, yeah. I've learned that many of you have no fucking clue what you're doing.
Yes.
So
wait till the last possible second.
You
don't use your turn signals. Put down your phone.
Come to a complete stop.
You need to, yeah. Don't turn come wheels. To a complete stop at the front of the on-ramp.
Mm-hmm.
I will pass you.
Listen.
Don't not accelerate. I will pass you.
Make a 90-degree
yeah,
turn.
Don't try to pass people in the deceleration lane. Just so you can get to the stop sign 1 second sooner.
That's all I got. I don't have any more time wasters. Which... If everybody could learn how to merge and then teach somebody else, I think we could solve this problem really fast.
You know, we could teach them how to merge.
Self-driving cars?
Matt, me merge.
You could make it like one of those old 50s commercials.
The guy.
Merging as
his name is... Yeah. Had a problem
blood
with
on the pavement. Also
and his
known
last
as
name is similar to merge.
You don't accelerate.
Matt, me merge.
Yes, Timmy, there is a proper way to merge onto the highway.
Accelerate up to speed.
Accelerate to speed. Please
move
use
over.
Use turn signals.
A lot of lofty
indicate,
ideas from you guys.
Wait for an opening, and then turn wheels and move into the line of traffic. This has been a public service announcement for better traffic safety.
I think that's our community service, right? I can tell the judge that.
No. I mean, I wouldn't buy that.
Listen, you need to start listening to audiobooks in the car. It has really changed my outlook on traffic.
I just finished Bossy Pants.
Bossy Pants was good.
It was good.
I don't mind traffic. Like, I get into, like, a zen state where I'm comfortable cruising at 30 or whatever we're going at.
Alex, that has never been my experience driving with you.
But I hate it when people do dumb shit.
This sounds more
then
like
you need to move out of this state.
Listen, it's just like, where do we, Rob, when we went to Bobby Mackey's, the chick there, Rob's like, oh, I'm local. And she's like, oh, where did you go to high school? That's a thing we do here in Kentucky. No, that's a thing everybody does everywhere, but tells you that nowhere else does it. That's a this place thing. No. Nothing's a this place thing. That doesn't exist. It's just a myth. Ah, that shit drives me crazy.
I've never had anybody but St. Louis ask me where I went to high school.
I've never been asked that outside of St. Louis.
Don't feed into the myth.
And then
paranoia.
I disappoint them by telling them I didn't go to high school here.
Yeah.
Greek mythology, time... this high school bullshit. Same thing. Both real.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Daryl.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
We're the Backseat Producers. Next week, Daryl, you weren't here. We decided we're talking about Birdman.
What have you decided?
Birdman.
Tony,
okay.
I'm 50-50 on next week.
What do you mean?
I'm 50-50 on next week. I go out of town the day after.
So you'll make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Done.
Is Birdman on Netflix?
Not yet.
Is it on, it's probably on iTunes. Like
it is on Redbox.
It's on Redbox.
Oh, it's on Redbox. Okay.
Yes, you can get it through Redbox.
You can get it for.
Finally, got my Chromecast working this week.
Nice.
Yes, it is quite a sweet little device. Although I haven't figured out all the little nuances to it, but it does work.
It doesn't do a whole lot, but what it does well.
It does well. Yes. Well, it displays Netflix. It displays YouTube, and I guess it'll do iTunes. So
I really like the queue feature. It's like you just punch in stuff to the queue on YouTube. You don't have to keep streaming it from your phone. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. We do that like every once in a while. We'll start watching stuff with the kids and queue up music videos or funny animal videos or whatever and just get the queue going. And...
Oh, they have animal videos in that YouTubes now?
They do.
Dog
some of them are even about cats.
No, there's not.
Llamas.
Man, I've been working on this cat. I don't know. I had this whole 10-minute story about cooking up this new idea for funny cat videos, but I just don't have the energy.
Or the cat.
No, I have plenty of those. One could even say I have too many of those.
You have enough to kill me if I stay in your house for more than 12 hours.
I have enough to kill most anybody.
But that's okay, because if you die there, the cats will take care of it.
The cats just eat me.
They steal your soul.
And I'll just turn into flatulence.
Did I buy 1 year's worth of spa days in Groupon?
Did you?
Maybe.
Whoops.
Oopsies. Drop the soap.
All right.
That's all I got.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about Avengers, Age of Ultron.
It was a superhero movie.
It was.
A very Marvel superhero movie. No disappointments there.
I don't know that is what I would say about the movie.
The one good thing that I really liked about it was they
the
actually...
The one good thing? Yeah. Don't blow your wads over. Really. Yeah. You've got hours left to talk about.
I'm not a superhero movie guy. It was the civilians. Like, they actually cared about civilians, or pretended to. Whereas in most superhero movies, it's, you know, fuck everybody else. We're having
you haven't
a fight
even
here.
Seen Man of Steel.
No, I'm not. But they finally figured out what Dragon Ball Z found out in, like, the first episode, so...
Which is amazing, because you still haven't seen Man of Steel, which is, the ending is a Dragon Ball Z fight through New York.
No. The thing is with the Avengers and with the level of powers that they have, they can pretty much do anything. So to depower them, they give them the task also of saving the civilians. We're going to limit you by making you, instead of focusing all these amazing powers on just fighting the bad guy, we're gonna pull back some of your powers and make you also defend the people instead of just defeating the bad guy.
Yeah.
Well, it tends to humanize them and makes the villains more villainous.
Yeah.
Was the villain villainous in this movie?
I was rooting for him initially.
Yeah. So was I. When he seemed reasonable. And then because it's a Marvel movie, they have to just take it too much. Because they can't have a complex villain.
Caleb pointed out to me that he...
I don't think he was ever complex. I didn't ever think he was reasonable.
Caleb pointed out to me that he seemed to be chaotic good. Like,
to me, Ultron is the embodiment of chaotic good.
Yeah. He thinks he's doing good and he's going to do whatever he can.
He will do whatever, by any means necessary, he will do what he believes to be of the greater good.
Yeah.
Which in this case means eradicating every fucking human.
But it wasn't... I don't think he even thought that was the greater good.
No, it was just the overall mission goal was to make humanity evolve.
Here's the weird thing about it. If you take Ultron and Zod from Man of Steel and put them together, you could have a deep, complex villain. But separate, they don't really work. Like, Ultron's weird. He's like this weird amalgam of... Okay, we set out to do this one thing initially, and that's kind of where we started from. And then shortly thereafter, there's a period of time like where the movie loses consistency. And then when we come out of this like weird warpy area, now he's like super crazy bad. And like there's no connection in
the
middle bit.
There's a big problem in that there was over an hour cut out of this movie.
This movie already felt like it was 8 hours long.
No. It was 2.5.
You know what we could have cut out?
There was like a 3-hour and 45-minute cut of the movie.
There was like half an hour at a farmhouse. We did not need
it. It wasn't that long.
It felt like forever.
It was about 10 minutes.
Why do we need to see this guy's kids?
So
I thought I actually liked that scene. I liked it because it set up. It set up the reverse red herring of, oh, that's the guy in the war movie with the family. And
I assumed that they were going to kill him, and I was like, that's got to be the laziest thing. Like, you introduced a family that he didn't have.
As soon as they introduced the family, I was immediately pissed off, just waiting for the moment. Come on, let's get it over with.
One of the interesting things was that I've not read much of the Ultimate comic, but the Ultimate Hawkeye has a family, and his family was killed, like, in the course of one of the stories. So that was... There was a lot of speculation that they were going to be the ones killed.
I mean,
and not him.
I was hoping.
I assumed that he was going to die because they introduced the family that he claims he didn't have the whole time.
He never claimed that he had.
He just never talked about it.
And there was the story you've seen of him to that point, he was a cameo in Hulk or Thor. He was a cameo in Thor, the first Thor.
I don't remember.
He was a cameo in the first Thor, and then through most of the first Avengers movie, he was possessed.
Yeah.
He wasn't even himself through most of that.
Right, he just doesn't talk about his family. It never got brought up.
Yeah.
Until that point. It's like, oh, by the way.
I think Hawkeye sucks. I think that they gave him a lot of screen time because the other characters have absolutely zero at stake. So they have to give you a character that has something at stake for you to care about. I don't give a shit about this guy's family.
Hawkeye, this is the first movie that Hawkeye got any development in. Any character development at all in.
Right. Because the first Avengers removed the issue that they had. At the point in the first Avengers, there was enough going on in each of the event, like the supers'
right.
lives, that they had things at stake. Mm-hmm. At this point in the Avengers, in the whole Marvel timeline, none of those characters have anything at stake. Like, Tony Stark has shit all at stake. Thor never really had anything at stake. Well,
until Ultron came into being, and then it's all his fault. Unless it's all Stark's fault at that point.
Yeah, but there's no repercussions for that. Like, they fight Ultron. That's about it. Like, there's nothing. The majority of the character, they had to do some character development, so they just shifted that onto Hawkeye, and they made a lame attempt at doing it for
Natasha.
Yeah,
I think it's funny that they literally caused all of the problems.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, the villain. Who are heroes? You're heroes.
Oh, this is so awkward.
It was really awkward when the Hulk tore up that South African city. Ooh. Sorry.
Yeah, that's in Africa, so nobody cared.
Yeah. What was up with that shipyard?
But then they did get the chance to, yeah, water. To throw in the, what was it, the Stark. Like,
Stark Relief Foundation.
Right. He was like, yeah, we got the Stark Relief Foundation on it. And then they were just on their way.
It's like damage control in the DC universe. Right.
Yeah.
Here's another confusing part of this movie for me. I realize this is a superhero movie, but at the rate at which Tony Stark is churning out these machines, why doesn't the world have, like, robot assistants?
Everywhere.
Like, everywhere. Like, he's just churning these things out in his office. Like, they don't have to be super sophisticated, but, like, as soon as we get a bipedal robotic assistant, you fuck all believe I'm going to have one of those things with me at all times.
Because his ego is such that he believes he's the only one that can control him.
No, he still can.
But then he couldn't.
But he still could. Well, clearly he sucks. He can't anyway.
Yeah, well...
All right.
Maybe it's product liability things he doesn't want to deal with just yet.
He's Iron Man. Remember when he was on trial in front of Congress? And then he made fun of that senator and then left? Like, why don't you turn over the Iron Man suit? No.
No, Gary Shandling, I'm not doing that.
Hail Hydra. All right, so can we start talking about the problems of this movie?
I thought that's what we were doing.
Sure. Oh, I thought we hadn't gotten there yet.
Uh-oh.
These are just my generic bitches with every Marvel movie except for Guardians of the Galaxy.
And? Am I going to have to remind you again?
And?
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier still had problems.
Every movie's got problems. Guardians has problems.
Listen, Tony.
Guardians has problems.
No, it doesn't.
Except that it's just a clone of the Avengers.
No.
Guardians. We just didn't know any of the characters beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Also... We're not here to talk about Guardians.
No, but the problems
with Guardians are mostly surrounding Gamora.
Yeah, Gamora sucked on Guardians.
Her whole backstory made almost no sense.
Her backstory is one of Phil's characters. My guy is too good at killing, but he doesn't want to. But he will.
So now he's a priest. Yes. But don't even fucking count on getting healed by him. He'll be over in the corner.
He'll heal you. By killing everybody on the battlefield so you stop taking damage. that was Gamora's
character.
That
was, yeah. All right. What's the problem with it?
First off, we all know what the problem was. Abortion that was Black Widow's.
Nope.
Yes.
I disagree with this. Tony, I disagree with this out of hand.
There was one scene where they had her serving drinks, Tony. Tony Stark owns like a billionth percent of the planet. He owns so much. Wait, no, not a billionth percent. He owns like 100% of the planet. He couldn't hire anyone to work the bar but Silk or but Black Widow. I keep thinking Silk Spectre.
Why are you under the impression that she just didn't want to do that?
Because there was a party with all of her friends elsewhere.
It's
like not right
but
there.
But she was hanging out with Banner at the time. And she just happened to be behind
the
bar.
She was making drinks and Banner rolled up.
Making her own drinks.
She was making more than one drink.
For Banner, yeah. For herself and him.
That she would for somebody else, although she could be drinking both of them.
I don't recall. But were there
He has an army of sentient robots.
Was there anyone serving anything there?
No. She was the only one making drinks and serving people.
She went behind the bar to make herself, her and Banner, drink.
I don't remember.
I do.
Army sentient robots.
Moving on.
They don't even have to mix the drink. They can just drink the ingredients and shoot it out of their nipples or their codpiece or something. would be the best.
That would be weird.
It'd be way too much for a Marvel movie.
That would work. That would work really well for Sausage Fest, though. If we ever lose Artemis, we need that.
There's that guy who has like the steampunk backpack.
No,
that guy sucks.
That guy does suck.
But the backpack.
The backpack's cool. Like, that guy.
If we could salvage the backpack from the.
We could make Sam wear it.
That train wreck of a guy. Well, he did that.
I know.
All right. So I thought there was a ton of Black Widow backstory that I thought was going to culminate in something cool, but. Since she's a woman, it can only culminate in her not being able to have kids. Like, that is the shittiest, lamest thing possible. Especially when they've hinted at, like, a ton of other stuff. They sterilized us at the end of it. Seriously? Like, that's what we've been hearing about for three goddamn movies?
And they made her kill a guy.
Give me a Black Widow movie where it doesn't suck, Tony.
It doesn't have anything to do with her not being able to have kids, though. She was using that to relate to him.
To relate to who?
Banner. That he doesn't want to have kids. He's terrified of having kids because of what they could end up being.
Tony, can you imagine if he hulked out in the middle of sex?
Yeah, that would be terrible for her.
He alluded it to her.
What?
He sort of alluded that to her.
I don't remember that.
There's one particular scene where he says, do the math, they're not the right sizes.
I don't think that was what he was referring to. What? Mm. What is... Their faces being made across the table.
No.
No, yeah, that's a quote.
There
was a big like backlash because of that.
Mind you, we're talking about a fictional character and fictional behavior, but if you slept with four of the six Avengers, no matter how much fun you had, you'd be a slut. That was a quote from one of the directors.
No, it was one of the actors. No, the actors. I think it was Hawkeye, wasn't it?
Jeremy Renner. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a did you watch the interview?
Get some PR training.
Did you watch the interview?
No.
Okay. Watch the interview.
But
the apology is worse.
They should have never apologized.
We shouldn't have said that. But she would be a slut, though.
They should have never apologized.
Did you see Chris Pratt pre-apologize?
That was funny. That was really good.
He's like, I haven't said anything yet, but you're going to see a lot of me as I tour around and do this Jurassic Park thing. And I want to apologize in advance for that thing I said that was a little over the line, maybe not, but I just want to let you know ahead of time
that I didn't really mean it.
I
wouldn't really say anything like that. Like I did, maybe said.
It's really funny. It's hot on those lights. I'm gonna be tired. I'm making
jokes to the guys who are working.
Yeah,
that you don't see.
I know I'm an idiot.
I don't know. There were a lot of parts. For me, I can't distinguish between the first and the second Avengers now because they're too fucking similar. But like there were parts where Black Widow's like in charge of showing someone to their room. Why is that? Like why does Black Widow need to show this person to the room?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
It was whenever they get on this stupid helicarrier.
That was the first one.
That was the first one?
There's no more helicarriers.
No, there was one in the last one.
The helicarrier still looks. Oh, it's still around.
They did the evac thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. I just feel like there's a missed opportunity here. Like, she could have been awesome.
She could be much more well developed. She could wear a suit that doesn't glow.
I was fine
for
with
example.
The glowing. I was fine with the glowing. Because they gave her sticks now. Now she has sticks.
Yeah, you're an assassin.
Stun sticks.
You don't need a suit that glows. You should
well,
not
I mean,
have
they were
that
also
glows.
Assaulting that fortress in the middle of the day. So it's like there's not much...
There wasn't assassination needing to go on there. There wasn't a high level of stealth involved.
Yeah.
I just feel like it was a bizarre mishmash of them realizing that they've played out a lot of the other Avengers characters. So to compensate, they spent a lot of time with Black Widow and Hawkeye.
They're spending time with Black Widow, Hawkeye, and Hulk because those are the three characters that aren't currently getting movies.
But the Hulk has had two movies, right?
The Hulk had two movies.
The Hulk has had one movie.
Really? Yeah. If you count the one made by Ang Lee and which really wasn't that good. Well, depending on how you feel about the Hulk and the one that was made after that. Which
first
is closer to the Marvel canon.
First one was terrible.
But like,
oh, Edward Norton's good.
Black Widow hasn't had a movie.
That's
no,
right.
Didn't they say she's not going
she's
to get
not
one,
gonna
right?
get one.
Yeah.
It's just
which is kind of strange
bizarre.
Since they're taking another minor character, Ant-Man, and making a whole movie out of that.
Which looks terrible.
I'm interested in seeing it.
How many of the Marvel movies are you not going to see?
None.
I know.
I haven't started watching Daredevil yet.
I will,
but only... I cleared off my DVR last night just so I could.
I will only watch another Marvel movie if it is required for this podcast.
Or if Adam asks us to.
Or if Adam
asks. Or if I just bring it over.
If Adam Booty calls me.
Now, Watchmen's next up on the list. Problem is that we always want to watch Watchmen after we go do something. Watchmen's not a movie that you
no you need
do something
that's
beforehand.
That's what you
that's
do.
That's the event.
Yeah.
One thing I found a flaw with this movie is they have too many B stories running around.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this should have been actually this could have been two separate movies.
It probably should have been.
I mean, the whole subplot of Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, that would have made a whole nother section. And this is I don't know why they seem to feel they need to cram all these B stories in there.
The Scarlet Witch was the most interesting character for me, which she was barely in the movie. Really.
You didn't think Kick-Ass was more interesting?
Who?
Quicksilver.
Also played
Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass. And the guy in Godzilla.
The chick, Scarlet Witch, played his wife in Godzilla.
That's weird.
It's weird. Like back-to-back movies with each other. We're married. Now we're brother and sister.
Forget what you've seen.
Although, like, I read in the trivia that they tried to creep it up as much as possible. Like, in every scene, they're, like, holding hands or, like, staring into each other's eyes. Like, they were doing it on purpose to make people uncomfortable. Like, that's fantastic. I need more.
Need more of that.
More.
I didn't care for...
Let the hate flow.
I don't have a lot of hate for this movie. There are problems with it, but from what I hear, a lot of it was... The biggest problems were caused by the studio. Like, there were weird scenes that just didn't make any sense why they were there. Like the Thor in the cave.
Yes!
That
Tony,
made,
I was
going to
bring
that
up
made,
Thor in the magic cave.
That made no sense.
Remember when he went in the water and then came back later? And there was nothing in between?
Yeah.
There was no reason for him to go in the water of some mystery cave?
Yeah, what did he realize in there? Like, what was so...
That Ragnarok's coming. That's,
the Infinity Jewels are out in the world.
Yeah, it's all... from interviews that I've read, Joss Whedon was made to put that scene in the movie. He fought for keeping the farm in.
Ah. Joss.
Because he was using that for some character development, but they ended up cutting a lot of it out, and good. They forced him to put in the Thor in the water scene, and that was apparently something that the studio said absolutely that has to be in there because it's foreshadowing
the Narns.
It's foreshadowing his next movie.
Yeah, but like,
gives a shit about his next
movie.
Make a good movie now.
No.
Don't tell me about the better movie that might be coming up.
I'm about to say, we're all going to go see this goddamn movie. You don't need to advertise the movie in this movie. Well,
that's all they've done with the Infinity Gems is the next two Avengers movies.
Well, isn't that the end of it, though?
No. That's just the end of Cycle
War.
3.
It's like Pokemon, man. There's going to be another 150 more. You have to catch them all over again.
The Infinity Gem was in Guardians of the Galaxy. One of arguably, them, it was like the MacGuffin, but I feel like it was not what the movie was about.
No, but it had to be there because it was a Marvel movie.
I know, it had to be there. It had a tie back.
They've released it. They've had four of the six Infinity Gems in Marvel movies.
That means there's two left, Tony.
I know. Mm-hmm. Waiting.
Thanos is ready. He's going to steal his ass gauntlet.
He's got to do this for himself.
He's already got the gauntlet.
Yeah. He's got the gauntlet already, yeah.
Yeah, the last two endings was him like, I'll have to do this myself, and then putting on a glove. Awesome.
Why didn't you just do it yourself to begin with?
Yeah.
Because reasons.
Yeah, I know, reasons.
I would love a Thanos movie.
Here's
like where it's just him trying to woo death.
I would watch that all day long.
Because it's a really good story, they'll never make it.
At the point where they go to that shipyard, like, I remember vividly thinking, I would watch a 30-minute documentary on this shipyard where there's just these ships in this mud.
The Black Panther movie. That's going to be the Black Panther movie.
No, Tony, don't make it racist.
That's what it is.
That shipyard thing was weird.
And what's his name?
It really exists, though.
Andy Serkis' character, Claw. He's coming back.
From Inspector Gadget?
No, the guy who had his arm cut off.
Don't remember this guy at all.
He was the dealer, the weird, right?
Yeah, the dealer.
That was Andy Serkis?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did I comment on that at the time? He didn't go with me.
I didn't go with you, so I don't know. If you did or not.
I have no recollection of this guy.
But he got his arm cut off, and in the comics, he wears a prosthetic device that is, it's like a parabolic thing that shoots sound waves.
Well, he's a bad satellite guy. Dish?
Yeah, kind of. It's weird.
He's like called Bose and was like, hey, can you put a speaker on my hands? Where my hand used to be.
So the shipyard thing was weird, not just because the shipyard geography was awesome, but like they went there to get the unobtainium.
They went there to get vibranium, but they didn't show us Black Panther, which is he's the leader of Wakanda. He's the Wakandan superhero. It was the perfect opportunity for them to introduce the character, and they didn't.
No, they're going to tear up the city with Hulk, Tony. You missed the point of that scene.
Yeah.
It was the Hulk can tear up a city. Also, going back to Hawkeye for a minute, do you feel like him going back to his house with his wife and his like his pregnant wife and his kids? Like, I realize that that's supposed to up the stakes for you, but don't you kind of feel like he doesn't have to be doing the Avengers thing? Like, he could be doing something less you imminent, deathy.
A guy with a bow and arrow is an effective superhero?
Like, does he have to be on the, like, electively be on the front lines of this situation?
That's what makes him interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Like, is she like a super bitch the rest of the time? So he's like, fuck this.
No. That's the soldier's story, though. Is you put yourself on the front line, you put yourself in imminent danger, even though you've got things back at home, and you do it because of the things you have back at home.
Yeah, but
I look at it that way because I grew up in a military family.
Except just like real life, you cause all your own problems.
Arguably, though, the soldier next to you is literally a god, do you have to be there? Like,
he brings
would
his
the
own
story not have progressed without Hawkeye there on the front lines? Probably be okay without Hawkeye.
Probably.
All right.
But he brings his own dynamic to the group.
But the same can be said for Black Widow.
Here's how
she has no power.
Yeah, she's got nothing. She's got nothing.
She's
else
got though. Nothing else to add.
See, I think you're arguing my point, Tony.
She fucking flew around on one of those Griffin things and wreaked havoc.
Yeah.
That was the first one.
Yeah.
All right. Griffin.
I don't know what it's called. It's a flying alien and it's mythical.
Fair.
But that's, I think.
She also piloted a Quinjet.
She was the pilot. Everybody hates the pilot, Tony.
Hey, Wash died.
Wash did die.
She choked up. Too fresh.
The wounds. She'll still heal.
Yeah, she'll never fly again.
Yeah. There's some more salt in there.
Like a leaf on the wind.
Yeah. So, I think one of the funniest things that happened in this movie was, like, some short amount of time, like half an hour before Paul Bettany got the phone call that he got the gig as
Vision.
As Vision, or the Vision, whatever the fuck it is.
Vision.
Like, someone told him that, you'll never work in Hollywood again. That's my favorite story from the movie
trivia. Yeah, that's good.
Which is good, because he's not a good actor. But he's fine in this, because it doesn't require
you don't need much. You don't need to be much.
We really just need you to be a face, and you can woodenly give us dialogue. Paul Bettany is your man.
I can't even think of what else he's been in.
I can list a great many terrible things he's been in.
List
I
mean, a few.
He's going to be in the next
Avengers. I can't list right? anything that he's been in. He was in that Angel movie.
He's got to be in the next Avengers, right? Because yes.
He's wearing one. He is part of the Infinity Stone.
The Mind Gem.
The Mind Gem, yep.
I'll get you. It's the... No, he was in A Beautiful Mind. Oh, he was also in A Knight's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
He was Chaucer.
Yep. Did you hear the Beautiful Mind guy died?
Yes.
John Nash.
In a freaking taxi accident. In Jersey.
Priest, that was the movie I was thinking of. It's like a post-apocalyptic thing where he hunts vampires.
I never saw that one.
It's not great.
I will take your word for it.
Legion was the other one I was thinking of, where he fights Kimi from Lost, who is also another angel. and just another series of bad movies.
Yeah.
It's called paying your dues.
Well, this guy's been paying his dues
for a long time.
Like the 80s. So I don't know his how much he has left on the bill, but...
I've never been in any movies, so...
I have.
Well, then.
But you can't show them to children.
Nope. Their minds would be destroyed.
You know, like... Copy Repairman 1.
I don't...
PC Load Letter. I'll show you a load letter. With my D. PC. Tray 2 is empty. I've got a ream for it.
Insert cartridge here.
Are you out of white ink? That's a thing people put in printers, right? Tony, this movie did not excite and thrill me. I think that was ultimately my problem with it.
I'll disagree.
None of these movies excite and thrill you.
That's not true.
I'll disagree. I was pretty entertained through the whole thing.
I enjoyed it.
You don't have to disagree. You can just say
it. Like I say, you go to a Marvel superhero movie, you just turn off your brain and enjoy it. A lot of it don't make sense.
None of it makes sense. The plot doesn't make sense.
If you think about it, the whole thing is implausible. It's just all pure action. You just sit back and enjoy the popcorn. I mean, these are not high art. They're not Oscar. They're not going to have any Oscar-worthy performances here. It's everybody getting a paycheck, and they're having a good time doing it.
That is the worst review of a movie. Like, that's never what I want people to say about a movie of mine afterwards.
Well, tell you what. You can go to it and enjoy it. I mean, if you just realize it's just a summer movie.
I had a good time with it, but I felt like they left something out. And so I'm curious to see what the director's cut looks like. Hopefully
7 hours long.
You know what? If it makes a good story, then that's fine. I don't
this
care.
Is how there's, Joss Whedon got.
I don't care
Black
how
Widow
long
movie
it,
made.
I don't care how long. Yeah, there's actually
take all the cutscenes.
There's actually Black Widow Part 1 and Part 2 is all inside the Avengers. It's all been cut.
Yeah, you just take all the cutscenes and string them all back together.
Just pull all the cutscenes out. There's actually a complete Black Widow movie in there.
Here's the thing. I think that this movie could be great, but this is one of those scenarios where I mentioned on the way over, it's like a Call of Duty or your typical sports game where they know they're cranking one out every year so nobody has time to make it right. You know?
And I don't know if you have seen any of the interviews with Joss Whedon, but man, he sounds just fucking pissed and frustrated over the making of this movie.
Every director sounds pissed and everything else after the making of the movie
not all of them.
I'm not a director.
God damn it, have you seen Mad Max yet?
No, I want to.
Have you seen the pictures of the guitar guy?
I've seen that.
That shit's all practical.
Yeah.
They built a fucking truck that's just 20 amps. And they've got a blind dude playing a double-necked guitar, and he's blind, and he's on bungee cords, and he's jumping around and shit, and the guitar shoots fire! And I'm not talking CGI fire. The
real
guitar
fire.
Actually fucking shoots fire. Yeah. And this is all practical effects. I can't imagine the director of Mad Max is like, oh man, I really regret putting that thing in the movie. No!
Did you see Tom Hardy apologizing to the director? What? He's like, I know I gave him so much trouble because I did not fucking understand what he was doing when he was making this movie. But I couldn't understand his vision as he was trying to make me do things out there in the desert. But now that I see it, he's clearly a genius, and I just want to apologize for any trouble I gave him while he was trying to help me understand just what he had in mind.
The interview guy's like, yeah, I had to actually build this stupid truck with these huge amps and these bungee cords, and this poor guitar guy had to go out in the desert in the heat and play this guitar, jumping around on bungee cords and shooting fire. Because one time in a movie, I worked with this director, and I made this what I thought was a prop, and he's like, all right, we'll plug it in, let's see it work. And I was like, what? He's like, oh, it doesn't work? And he's like, no, this is just a prop. Oh. Well, make it work. Okay.
Special effects guy.
God damn it, Tony. We're talking about Mad Max now.
Yeah. I've seen that thing, and I saw under at the top of it said, don't play a bard, they said. Bards suck, they said.
That's so good.
It's the type of bard I find.
Bards are amazing.
God, it's so good. So ridiculous.
What is it, Quinn the Melodious or whatever her name was?
I can't remember. It was more badass than that.
This is what I liked about Guardians 2, Tony. I feel like the Avengers doesn't quite get to that ridiculous level. Like, they always hold back as though, like, this is too much of a serious movie for us to go all the way. But the things that they do are too ridiculous for me to take them seriously already. So instead of just committing, they just half-ass it. No half measures, Tony.
Well,
Mike told us, no half measures. You know what they're doing? They're doing half measures.
They're doing too much bullshit when they could focus on the storyline. Like that whole thing where they have to restart the engine and Iron Man's flying around in circles. Okay, that was cool. But That was the first one? Fuck! They're so similar! I can't tell the difference.
The problem is there's...
too many characters.
There's too many characters that have had too much story, and then they're trying to throw in characters that don't have any, so they're trying to beef up those characters' story when arguably people are there to see the characters that they already know and want more about those characters. If I'm an Iron Man fan and I've seen 3 Iron Man movies to this point, I want more about Iron Man.
Do you? You saw that third Iron Man movie, and you're like,
I like the third Iron Man movie.
That third Iron Man movie didn't make any goddamn sense. You know it didn't.
I actually liked
it. Tony.
Anyway.
Was it the boy?
It was him telling the boy to be a pussy.
That was good. Oh, my mom died. Hey, don't be a pussy.
But you don't have any investment. You don't have much investment in Hawkeye. You don't have much investment in Black Widow. I mean, they're there. They're interweaved through some of the other movies.
I am much more interested in Black Widow than I am in Hawkeye. Because Black Widow seems to have some interesting, like, social engineering stuff that she does. It's really clever.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to see a movie about her, but there's not going to be one, apparently. Like, I think that would be much more interesting. Or
when Black Eye.
No, he's got that wings and stuff. He showed up at the end there.
I didn't even mean Hawkeye.
Why didn't he show up at the battle on the helicarrier? That bugged me. God damn, that bugged me. Anyway,
he was tired.
Black Widow. I keep combining Hawkeye and Black Widow, and it's Black Eye.
I keep saying Silk Spectre, which is not even this.
That's a different Watchmen
movie.
When they first saw Black Widow, I was really interested in her because the first scene I saw her in, I don't know if she's in any of the other movies. But she's being interrogated or tortured by those guys. And then she gets the phone call and she's like, yeah, these guys are giving me all the information. They're like, what? Like, I was totally, like, hooked. But then it just, like, for me, it didn't go.
It dissolves.
Right. It doesn't go anywhere from there.
And they used her really well in
Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
in Winter Soldier, like, the movie opens and they're, like, doing a paradrop. And it's her and Captain America, like, in the plane, and they're talking about, hey, are you going to start dating that girl and accounting and, like, they're doing this bear drop on the ship to rescue some hostages? And they keep, like, this friendly banter going the whole time.
And it's, and it's on really great. It's really great because it's they're totally just buddies.
Yeah.
You know,
it's,
there's
it's
no
a buddy superhero
there's,
movie.
There's no sexual tension. There shouldn't be. It's just these two people are really good friends. She's busting his balls about going out on a date. Yeah. It's
not getting any younger.
It's really good. And
yeah, that was the best she's been.
And that movie is a good example of how you can pull in multiple characters and use them well and tell a good story and pull their character in and make it interesting. And even introduce new characters, like they introduced Falcon. And he had an interesting story.
I don't know. I just think Falcon's dumb.
I any more than the others?
Every time I see that stupid wingsuit, I'm like, ugh. Oh.
Why wasn't he at the helicarrier?
Which helicarrier?
The one that was rescuing everybody off the rock.
When War Machine showed up with the helicarrier and where they were rescuing everybody at the rock?
I thought he was there.
No.
No.
War Machine was there.
War Machine was there, but Falcon was not.
I kind of swore he was in this. Right? No.
He was in the bar scene at the beginning, at the party. Mm-hmm. He was at the party when they were all drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And he was... And he was at the very end
when they
brought in the Avengers.
Oh, all right.
The new Avengers. But he was not in any action sequences. Mm. And I just thought it was kind of a wasted opportunity when they need all these people to try and help rescue people. Just to have an extra flyer there would have been kind of a good idea.
They could reach him. He's on vacation.
Yeah. Well, he's out looking for the Winter Soldier.
He is out looking for the Winter Soldier. Hey, what was up with the Stinger teaser for this had... The twins in jail? Like in prison cells?
Yes.
Yeah. And then they were not in prison
Stucker,
cells?
Because that's where Stucker had collected people from that country.
Yeah, but then they were just out and they seemed like part of that group.
Because those were the two that exhibited powers after they were exposed to the Terrigen mists.
Okay.
They also volunteered too.
They volunteered too, and they got powers, so they were... I don't quite understand why they were in cages at that point.
I don't know why they were in cages.
Yeah.
All right. That's about what I got on that.
I'm also kind of curious if there's some kind of unspoken deal between Fox and Marvel.
Oh, it's just hand stuff.
Probably. But they both had the Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlet Witch wasn't really a character in Days of Futures Past, but Quicksilver was. And in this one, they both were, but he died. So I wonder if they kind of made some kind of deal where they could each keep one of them.
Splitting the kids up.
Mom and Dad are getting a divorce.
Quicksilver was the best part of Days of Future Past.
That was a great scene in Days of Future Past. That was really
good. That was Kick-Ass's friend and Kick-Ass.
Yes.
So Quicksilver and Quicksilver. His Russian accent was terrible, though.
Oh, it was not good. It was not a good accent.
Kick-Ass, what are you doing to me?
And for as bad as his accent was, they had him talking way too much.
Yep.
Or they could have just hired a guy with a Russian accent.
Well, he's not supposed to be Russian. It's supposed to be Eastern Europe.
But it was.
Yes, I know. Very, very Slavic. Yeah. Or at least not.
Most Americans wouldn't know the difference.
Yes, right. Unfortunately.
But we all know it's a bad accent.
I know. It's one that he's struggling to hold.
The more he sounds like Boris from like Rocky and Bullwinkle, the worse it is. And it was like two Borises.
Well, that was like at least consistent. If he stayed there, he was consistent. Now, he didn't always stay there.
If he sounded more like Boris the Soviet Love Hammer.
Kind of wish he sounded like the Boulder. The Boulder! God damn it. So all in all, Tony, I'm going to give this a B. Effects are all right.
You're being generous.
Very.
Listen, public school kids, a B is not what you want.
Gradeflation.
Don't strive for Bs. B is like one step above C plus.
This movie did exactly what Marvel wanted it to do.
Make a shit ton of money.
Yeah, which means they're going to do...
And kept all their properties going and set up their next sequence of movies.
That's, yeah. Our next Thor movie, our next Iron Man movie, and our next two Avengers.
No Iron Man movie.
Oh, there isn't? Okay.
Nope. Oh, thank God we're done with the Iron Man movies.
Nope. There are no Iron Man movies on the books right now.
Okay. Is that because of because
there's no story to tell?
Everybody's tired of Tony Stark.
Well, is it just because the actor is tired of doing
it? He is not going to do any more Iron Man movies, but he is going to play Tony Stark in
the event.
Captain America. Civil War.
Civil War, okay. And our two Avenger movies.
The same writers who did Winter Soldier are doing Civil War and Infinity War.
Now, are they going back to save Lincoln? Or what's going on with the Civil War?
Okay, so Civil War is in the Marvel Universe. It was it's a long story. Basically, it was Tony Stark versus Iron Man, and they
Captain America.
Captain America. Tony Stark versus Captain America. He
in the superhero registration.
Yeah, there was a superhero registration act, and they're going to do it differently because the story wouldn't make sense right now, but it's. Do we militarize everything so that we can keep everybody safe, or do we let everybody stay free, but we still have to police the bad guys that pop up?
Militaries keep everybody safe.
This was already kind of the plot of Winter
Soldier. It's been growing, and supposedly it's coming out of the events of this one, where Stark was building this army to protect everyone, but screwed it all up, and so it created Ultron's army. And so Captain America's like, that's bullshit. We don't need to do that. If bad things show up, then we can go stop it. We don't need to have a military presence here.
A permanent standing army.
Yeah, of superheroes.
Of superheroes.
That
are answerable only to the government.
This was another plot point in the movie that did not make any sense. Everyone is angry at Tony Stark for making an army of robots, but that's all Tony Stark has done for like 6 movies now.
Yeah.
It was never before an issue, but now everyone is super pissed about it.
Because he was doing it in secret.
But he was doing it publicly forever.
Yeah.
Like, in that room where they had the party, the floor is transparent and you can see the robots being constructed.
Yeah.
You can literally look at that happening.
Oh, that reminds me of something I want to bring up. So Jarvis is basically like Ass Jeeves in 100 years? Like what's...
100 years?
I mean, Ass Jeeves isn't intelligent that, you know, right now.
Is Ass Jeeves still a thing?
Yeah.
Ooh, let me download the Ass Jeeves app.
Every time I have to do a Java update, I have to uncheck the box to not install
not install the toolbar.
Fucking toolbar.
Yeah.
Oracle, stop that shit.
Did Oracle buy Ask Jeeves?
No, Oracle owns Java.
Mm-hmm. So they bought Sun. Unfortunately, they took along all the contractual obligations along with it.
It's just Ask now.
Well, yeah.
Come on, guys.
Oracle's at least it's not a lot answers. Of Sun stuff, but they only do it for really big money.
He's a dynifier. Mm-hmm.
It's not as good as Yahoo Answers.
Oh my god, Yahoo Answers are amazing.
How is Babby formed? How girl get pregnant? They need the Duway and Stain mother, who kill her 3 babby, when they couldn't frick th back. My heart goes out to the father who lives in R. You've seen it.
I've
know
seen
what it.
It
is.
I know exactly what it is. It's hilarious.
What is
I don't remember it the way you do.
There's like so Yahoo Answers somebody like and the spelling is so bad like so like somebody posted how is baby born, how girl get pregnant.
Okay.
So then like there was this long answer about like some woman who like killed her kids or something, and then like the woman was sympathizing with the dad who like didn't live with them or something. So, like, they took it and they, like, animated these cavemen reading it.
Okay.
Like, put this ridiculously over-the-top Shakespearean accent on it. They need to do Weinstein mother.
Who killed her, Babby?
Who killed her, Babby? When they couldn't frick back. It's just ridiculous.
Did you ever watch the dramatic reading of the breakup letter?
Yes, I did.
I don't think I saw that one.
That's really funny.
No, I think we listened to it in the car on the way back one night. I think so.
I don't remember either.
What about Ask a Ninja?
Ask a Ninja was great.
It still exists.
Does it really?
Yes, it does.
That was when
stuff's always the best.
Oh yeah, stuff. when Anthony and I started this podcast,
Deuce.
We sat down and watched like 15, the first 15 or 20 Asuka Ninjas in a row before we started recording. So that's been around for a while.
Long time.
Back when you had to wait for the video to buffer.
Oh yeah.
Back when you would start downloading your Flash game, go play a level of Mario or Zelda, and then come back because your Flash game was finished loading.
Yeah, like, I used to...
Those were the good days of the internet.
No, they were.
Yeah, they were.
Terrible. Oh, wait.
Those were the best days of the internet.
I had a 400 baud modem for my Commodore 64.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, I knew I had people that, knew people that had like 100 baud modems, so... I was rocking with that 400.
Oh my god, I remember playing Command & Conquer, the original over modem. Fucking friend Dustin would always play that lime green color so we could hide in the Tiberium. Fucking dick.
Oh. Yeah, I had games. I had a couple of games that I had to load up by cassette.
You had cassettes? I had paper tapes.
Do you remember the old anti-piracy measures where you'd like put a game in and it would ask you a question that was in the manual?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I had my copy of Bard's Tale. The first copy of Bard's Tale that I had for Commodore 64 had that. So my friend, I got his disc and we copied his disc and my mom took the book to work and made a complete copy of the book that came with it just so I... That was our anti-piracy measure.
Piracy.
And then they took the little colored plastic sheets we had to lay over the sheet so it would take out the hidden word because people figured out, oh, that's a Xerox the manual.
Or,
what is happening?
They released that whole don't copy that floppy rat video. Mm-hmm.
And the series of posters like,
who copy you when I was in my high school?
Yes.
You wouldn't steal a car.
Yeah, maybe the one I that says when you the poster says when you copy that floppy, you're copying communism and stuff like that.
Don't wow.
Copy it. I mean, there's a series of it's just weird ass posters.
You know what's weird? Like if you didn't spend like 15-20% of your profits on developing DRM that we're just going to circumvent
15-20%. If you're Microsoft, it's 1,000%. Like
you'd be surprised how many Microsoft things don't have any of that on there.
Why is like SQL Server so big?
Like CRM has no licensing component to it.
Because nobody wants it.
Hey, Tony, I make a lot of money on CRM. Not that one in particular.
Yeah.
Although kind of that one in particular.
Because you have to...
Do it?
Because you have to pay someone who knows what they're doing. And nobody knows what they're doing.
I have certifications, Tony. They make me valuable.
I feel like after all this stupid training I've got for this software we're getting, I should have some kind of certification.
Wait, what software was that again?
Dayforce, HCM, Ceridian.
Oh, God, is that associated in any way to Salesforce?
No.
Oh, good.
No. It's Ceridian payroll and HR management.
Ceridian?
Makes me so glad I just work with cash registers all day.
Yeah, but the acronym there is POS.
Yes.
Pieces of shit.
And they pretty much are.
Oh, I know.
But hey,
it actually confuses me because I don't feel like it would be that difficult, like making a point of sale software that didn't suck.
It's not.
Good luck.
I don't feel like you need luck. I feel like it's really simple.
No, the problem is not only making a POS software that's really simple, it's making one that works 24/7 under all horrible conditions and can handle hundreds of thousands of transactions per second over slow T1 and satellite links.
I feel like Square kind of worked this out already.
I mean, Square's only the payment part of the system, right? You need
the
inventory.
Oh, and you've got to remember the people who are using them are not IT specialists; they're retail clerks. Keep forgetting to put the scan guns back in the charger every day.
I heard it too.
I know you said clerks, but I heard clerics.
And our issue with our software is the hardware, getting it to interface with the hardware and get it to work consistently in any way, shape, or form.
This is why I like the web.
Yeah, it does solve a lot of these problems.
Web just makes everything so much better. It's no No synchronizing databases, no transactions.
Well, the good news is we don't have telecom companies in this country who are impeding our progress in developing like standardized.
Yeah, that's really good.
I'm really glad we don't have that problem.
Or blocking their local governments from selling fiber to the citizens.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm glad we live in the land of the free.
Home of the brave.
Are you calling me a coward, Daryl? After Memorial Day?
Yep. It's too soon, right?
I don't think Memorial Day was for you, though. Because you're still here.
Yeah, it could have been, though.
Veterans Day isn't either.
No, it's not.
Right?
No, but Veterans Day would have been for Ben.
For Ben?
Kind of. You're a veteran of Ben's veteranism.
One day. Like on Veterans Day or one day around it, like Brent came over. He's like, hey, Ben. I'm like, oh, are you here to say happy Veterans Day to Ben? Because he's a war hero. And he's like, hey, Ben, thank you. I'm like, oh. It's worse. Like, this is so much worse than me making fun of you. Don't. He's like, no, seriously. Thank you. I'm like, oh, come on. Get the fuck out of here. Hate this.
Ben hates it too.
I know he does. But as miserly as he is, he doesn't wear his uniform for like to get free shit, which I guess is just an example of how much he hates it.
That's like against his entire like dogma. Like,
no, that libertarian thing is real convenient for other people, but like when you're getting free shit, then that's fine.
Oh, you just have to show your
military ID.
His is expired by now, though.
Doesn't matter. They don't check the dates on him too well.
Yeah,
you have perpetual.
My experience.
Once a hero, always a hero, Alex.
When I worked in retail, it wasn't the veterans who were asking for discounts. It was the veterans' friends.
Oh, God.
With them. And the veterans were always like, no, like, stop.
I didn't get dysentery, so you get a free call on That is one of the universal things that I heard from everybody I knew who was deployed. I got so sick one time. I was shitting myself for days. That is a consistent story I have heard.
It's called Concrud.
It's called the desert.
No. It's called don't drink the water. No. And sure as hell, don't breathe the air.
Listen, I've never gotten Concrud that made me shit myself.
You haven't been to the right cons yet.
I got bad sushi in Indianapolis. It was a totally different scenario.
That sounds rough.
Do not get sushi in a landlocked city.
Yes. Yes, sushi in the Midwest sushi in the Midwest is a bit risky.
First off, sushi is
seafood in the Midwest at all is pretty risky. Like, ugh.
Sushi here is fine because I live here. I don't have anything else about this movie other than it was a disappointment.
Go eat some sushi instead of watching this movie if you haven't seen it. That's my recommendation.
There's a sushi shop in Chicago called Sakura. It's on the outskirts, right near Schaumburg, the airport. It's really good. Get the Nikudan. Like a beef soupy thing.
If I get out without anybody else, I will do that.
You should. I have contemplated driving up there just to eat this food.
That's quite a dedication here.
Moon Hooch is also playing up there soon.
Oh, so. There you go.
That's what we did last week instead of coming out here, Tony. Yeah, and it was so worth it. When I left the show, I was like, man, I'm glad we didn't go to BSP. I'm glad we did this instead. BSP was canceled.
Yeah, also I hung out with my dad the whole evening.
Well, my dad had a heart attack.
He didn't.
Heart surgery. Pre-heart
surgery.
Heart attack, heart surgery.
Yeah.
Heart attack prevention surgery.
Now he's Superman.
Now he's fucking walking more than the healthy people are.
Do they have to implant anything so he can be a bionic man now?
No.
That Dick Cheney treatment where he gets the bionic heart.
No. They
shot us in the face when he came home when we were stealing his furniture.
And then makes them apologize to him on national television.
No, they cut a couple of veins from his leg and bypass stuff in his heart.
Yeah, that's probably gonna be my future too. It's normal.
So like, get stress tests done, things like that. Because
I had one recently that my insurance company isn't paying for.
What?
Listen, heart attacks not covered by insurance.
Not a big deal.
Yeah,
you're being a baby.
Universal healthcare is like United Healthcare is like, oh, even though you've been having chronic chest pains for the last few months, we're not going to pay for this cardiac stress test.
You know what's weird about that?
Just keep fighting them on it. I used to work for them. All you have to do is just keep questioning them on it. They'll eventually.
You know what's weird about that? Like, if you call the doctor's office and you're like, I need to make an appointment. I've been having chest pains. They're like, go to the hospital.
Well,
like, well, I'm not having them now. They're like, well, have you had them recently? I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm calling. I'm like, chest pains. Go to the hospital now.
No, this is like 2 or 3 years ago.
Like, I'm not having a heart attack now. Like, she's like, I don't care. Go to the hospital. Like, all right. Well, can we make the appointment? I'll go to the hospital after we make the appointment.
I went to a doctor that you approved and told me to take this test. I'm not second-guessing the doctor who's like, you might have a heart problem.
They're like, well, it wasn't necessary. I'm like, well, the doctor.
Can't tell me it's not necessary after the test comes back and says everything's okay. Like, that's not how this works. Like,
That's all you have to do is get the doctor involved to contact them, and they'll take care of it.
All right.
I used to work for them as a... just filing paperwork and then entering claims. And we had stuff all the time that was just automatically declined.
It's ridiculous.
Like, you'd show up at people's houses.
Well, they automatically declined and hoping you'll not
question. Break their taillights. Like, here, you got some questions about healthcare costs.
Mostly the things that were automatically declined was because some doctor didn't fill out the paperwork right.
I just want to throw out there, this is like the main reason I'm in favor of universal health care. It's just so I don't have to deal with this fucking shit anymore.
Jesus, no.
I just want to have it done.
Everything you have at that point is go to the emergency room, because it's going to take a month and a half to get in to see anybody.
Dude, urgent care is the answer to that.
No, that's not true. I have been in the emergency room recently when I ripped my earring out.
No, I'm saying urgent
they
care.
They glued it back together.
Urgent care is not the
emergency. But other than that, urgent care has been great.
Urgent care is my jam, man. Especially the one near my house. There's never anybody there. In, out, 10 minutes.
Yeah, we got one like right over there.
Yeah, they're popping up everywhere because they're great.
When I thought Aaron broke her finger.
Oh, why'd you hit her so hard?
I didn't.
Did you know that urgent care like uses Orchard's software?
I didn't.
That's what Orchard does. Hmm. Sorry, this is super boring.
All right, let's be done.
All right, next week, Birdman.